Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by Mark Drugs, who specialise in the custom compounding of medications, assuring that the client gets the proper prescriptions for their unique needs and conditions. They work with practitioners, integrating knowledge and treatment of experts to create comprehensive health plans. Visit markdrugs.com or call Roselle 630-529-3400 or Deerfield 847-419-9898. Today my guest is Dr. Anna Kabeka, who's from the United States. Thank you for joining us today, Anna.
It is great to be here with you, Linda. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know that you do so many different things. Could you just tell our listeners about yourself?
Yes, I am a board-certified gynecologist and obstetrician. I trained here in Georgia, in Atlanta, at Emory University, and I went on to really learn integrative approaches through functional medicine and boarded also in integrative medicine as well as anti-aging and regenerative medicine. But I'm really a pioneer for women's health to solve the problems that so many women suffer with as a part of hormone imbalance, to do it naturally and to regain control of our health to the best of our ability. So that's what I've been pioneering and doing for the last long while.
Mm-hmm. And when did you get into prescribing LDN?
Yeah, so actually, I'm a sexual health expert, and I work with hormone balance and sexual health issues, as well as certainly pelvic pain syndromes, vulvodynia, vestibulitis. And so many of those clients are really, you know, lost. They're not given help and support. And as I started working, now this is back in the early 2000s, with clients that had, you know, irretractable pain and difficulty with intercourse, I started using low-dose topical naltrexone in these clients in a formulation. You know, I had a fun name for it, Linda. I call it Joy Gel, but it was a formulation of low-dose naltrexone, arginine, and pentoxifilin. And that combination was really supportive. And so that's where I started using low-dose naltrexone in that way, in a topical formula for the pelvic floor, for prior to intercourse, or to, on a daily basis, to enable a relief from the pain syndromes. That was my start with low-dose naltrexone. Okay. And I haven't heard many other people using it that way.
No, I haven't either. So that's a new one. Mm-hmm.
So I hope that will open doors for women, especially who've been suffering with pelvic pain. Even just in general with, you know, as we get older, the pelvic floor issues and the decrease in muscle flexibility and the tightening of fascia, that, you know, this formulation or this combination, or even considering low-dose naltrexone, is an option, because so many women suffer with discomfort with intercourse just because of the physiologic changes that we experience as we get older. So this is one prescription way that can definitely help.
Mm-hmm. So obviously you must have found the topical more effective than using, say, capsules or liquid or...
So I used capsules in clients who had, you know, really difficult insomnia that I wasn't able to help in other ways. I used low-dose naltrexone for insomnia in capsules, starting at 0.5 to 1 milligram, working up to 3.5 or 4 milligrams orally on a regular basis. So really slow, titer up. It might take 6 weeks to go from 1 to 4 milligrams. And because sometimes we can worsen the insomnia, so really slow. And you know, it's a good fit for many clients that way. And another, you know, in other clients, I used oral capsules who had Hashimoto's, autoimmune disease, or suffering with toxic mold syndromes. And in those cases, I used oral, but for sexual health, for vestibulitis, vulvar pain, and just also, I will tell you, Joydel, just by its name, for extra enjoyment during intercourse, because of the vasodilators that I put in there as well to improve blood flow, moisture, etc., only topically worked for that.
Okay. And how would you be able to establish what dose of LDN they were getting in the cream?
Yeah, so I used I used approximately 2.5 to 3.5 milligrams per half ml. So that was the dosage for topical.
But how would they take the cream out and know how much to take?
Oh, so in the, we use compounding pharmacy to prescribe it. Mm-hmm. So typically it's a TopiClick or a syringe. And so it's just a measurement. Mm-hmm. So we would actually give the measurement. So if we're using a, you know, 1 ml syringe to draw up the cream, we would just use 0.5 ml. Could start at 0.25, you know, could start again low, mm-hmm. and then build yourself up to 0.5 ml.
I was just imagining.
Really good clients need to go higher. Yeah.
I was thinking of putting your finger in like you would face cream and thinking, how much do you need? But obviously with a syringe, you can actually work out.
Well, you can too. Or, you know, but you get used to it once you're comfortable seeing how much that is. It's about a large pea, the size of a large pea.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's about 0.5 ml. A dime size is another way to describe it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not a good measurer. You know, my cooking is a witness to that too. A dash of this, a splash of that.
Well, it probably is a good way of doing it. I think when you've cooked for so many years, you have a rough idea, don't you, of what you need?
I hope so. My kids seem to like it anyway.
And it seems as though you're very into the ketogenic diet.
Yes. Well, I took a twist on the ketogenic diet as part of my life experience. I was initially menopausal at age 38.
Wow,
and
that's early.
I was told I was irreversibly menopausal. I was told I was never going to be able to have another child. And it was devastating. And I basically went around the world looking for answers. And with that, I naturally conceived a healthy baby girl. I was 41 years old, reversed menopause completely. And then at age 48, it hit me again. And I had been, we had a traumatic incident that we suffered in our family. And, you know, that post-trauma continued to affect me, even though I was, you know, I was on hormones, I was, you know, regulating my body. I hit another plateau at age 48, becoming menopausal again, and really struggling with brain fog, weight gain, memory loss, mood swings, that I knew I couldn't live that way. And so I looked to the ketogenic diet as an aid, and then realized that, you know, I called it, the side effects of it were, for me, going keto crazy. So progesterone, as progesterone declines, now I've studied why, I think, that we experience those mood swings, irritabilities, or essentially hit a wall for women at this stage going on a ketogenic diet, is our declining estrogen and progesterone, which are protective neurotransmitters, are part of that healthy cushion for our nervous system, for our mood, for our memory. And so as those levels combine, and then you don't give it any minerals through grains and nourishment, or you continue a high-stress lifestyle, the ketogenic approach is not ideal. So hence, in my book, The Hormone Fix, I talk about the keto green way and the greens, adding on the alkalinizers, the high micronutrient-rich microfoods, the microgreens like broccoli sprouts and alfalfa sprouts, and using kale, beet greens, chard, lots of dark, deep leafy greens, but checking our urine to get an alkaline urine pH. So not just from what we eat, but through decreasing stress and toxins and food sensitivities in our environment to really see this change occur. And so I'm a proponent of now my keto green way, using the best of getting our body into ketosis, using ketones for fuel, So through intermittent fasting, low carbohydrates, but necessary carbohydrates, and the ones we use are those dark, dark leafy greens, really mineral rich, and cruciferous vegetables with all their benefit. So broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, to really aid healthy hormone detoxification. And that combination is just gold. It really is. It turned my life around. I went from the depths of hell, seriously, to just loving my life and, being loved by my family too, which is a really nice thing to experience.
Yes. So what led you to write the book? Was it purely you wanted to share your experience with other people?
Yeah, I just know that there's so many people suffering. I've seen them, and I've suffered myself, and it doesn't have to be that way. We have so much that's in control that we have in control of, and controlling the quality of health that we live is critical. And so I laid out the foundation, not just what we eat. There's a 10-day quick start detox in there and a 21-day menu plan, and also chapters on stress and vaginal health and hormones and testing, functional testing and quizzes and inventories that we can do. Because we say this all the time in business, what gets measured gets managed, right? And that's so true for our health. And I want everyone to have this ability and to live out a good life, not to be in a nursing home, not to be dependent on the children. I don't want to be a burden to my children. I want to enjoy my grandchildren. God willing, they'll eventually get married and have some. So those are things that I want for others. My mom died prematurely on 11 medications at 67. I was 31 at the time, and I saw her suffer for 15 years. And I've seen so many women come into my practice on multiple medications, antidepressants, medication just to numb out their complaints and not feeling better. And I always said, this is something, you have the ability and you have the right to feel joy, to feel peace, to have full-on laughter, to be pain-free. And in my book, I put the steps to get there.
Wow. Sounds really very interesting. Mm-hmm. So you say it's natural. Could you explain its diet and lifestyle? What happens if people are already on a cocktail of medications?
It's fine. Watch your medications carefully, because you may hopefully be able to reduce them and get off of them. I've had clients now in my online programs. I have my Breeze Through Menopause 10-day masterclass. I have Magic Menopause, an 8-week more intensive program. I've had clients reduce medication, reduce thyroid meds, just really turn their life around. So clients that were struggling with colds and flus and aches and pains and blood pressure and diabetes improved all of their numbers. And so the big thing is that when we figure out, and that's why I really love the urine testing, and I created urine test strips that measure urinary pH and urinary ketones. So our urinary pH just gives us this glimpse of what's working for us, what's not. And that's really important. And I always run into people that are doing a ketogenic diet, or they think they are, but they never really check to see if they're in ketosis or not. And it's important to understand the difference between, the ketogenic diet, the high fat, and actually getting into ketosis in a helpful way that we're burning off our fat stores. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I was really passionate about getting my menus out there and getting like a day in the life out there and really kind of map some of the lifestyle factors and put those into place, because we can all do those. And those are free. Those are free. And if we can figure out what's interfering with the quality of our life at the smallest level, we can improve it. And in my book, I talk about, I'd like as a gynecologist to say it's all about estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. But in reality, it's about insulin, cortisol, and oxytocin, these major hormones that give us quality of life, so that, you know, like oxytocin, the hormone of love, bonding, and connection. No one teaches us how to get that. You know, I mean, really, it's important to understand that when we're stressed, oxytocin is sacrificed as a result. So we have a nation of people that are getting more depressed and burnout and stressed. And, you know, it's physiologic. So when we heal the physiology, we heal, we experience delight, joy, happiness, emotions. So there's the way through nutrition and lifestyle to counter that. And I say this from a place of heartfelt commitment, because I've been to the point where I wanted to die, that it hurt to get out of bed in the morning and put my feet on the floor, that I didn't know how I was going to be a mom to my kids, you know, but I knew I had to be. And I went from, like, I can just power through like my mom did, or I can find out what's going on. And you know, I thank God for giving me guidance all along the way and putting these concepts together about my keto green way or keto alkaline way. This is really what we can do naturally, holistically, to improve our body from certainly the food we eat, but that's 25% of it. The other 75% in the lifestyle. When, how, with what, and what else are we doing? And so, I wanted every person to have that, because I've seen, like I said, I've seen lives turn around. Right now, it's coming to mind, a woman who had a championship horse that she hadn't ridden in a decade back out riding it when she was about to sell it, right?
Wow.
So completely enjoyed her quality of life. Another woman who was a flight attendant for 30 years, then just started taking flying lessons and flies her own plane now. It's age 67. So, you know, we have dreams. I want to see those dreams fulfilled.
Mm-hmm. What is your suggestion for people who suffer with stress?
And I definitely recommend reading my chapter on stress, because we know that, like, and this is something, if I hadn't experienced this, honestly, Linda, I wouldn't know this. But I experienced this from the trauma and PTSD. I experienced complete disconnection. Like, from the husband I loved, I no longer felt love, and that led to divorce. But what was happening as I look back, because we wanted our marriage to work, we wanted, but I no longer felt love. And that was a real phenomenon. I hear that all the time from my patients. I hear, I know I love them, but I don't feel love, you know? Mm-hmm. And I had to put that together. I'm like, why? Why aren't we feeling it? What's going on? So I went to study. I was a researcher before I went to medical school, and I also worked for the U.S. Navy and studied physiology. And so I was really interested in the chemical, this chemical composition of what we were experiencing. What was the physiologic issue? And so when cortisol's up, it pushes oxytocin down. So cortisol goes up with stress, and that pushes oxytocin down. Now, over time, our brain says, okay, shut down cortisol. You're frying me out. I don't know if that's the actual conversation, but it is in my head. And so the paraventricular nucleus puts the brakes on cortisol, well, hence put in the brakes on oxytocin too. So you get into this really critical phase of low cortisol and low oxytocin. So here you're now in that's burnout. That feels like, you know, that's burnout. You go into a room and you see people you know and once had laughs with, and you pretend you don't see them, right? You're not there. You're invisible. You go into the store, you don't see, you know, you see people you know, but you pretend you don't see them. And you go back, you go to your job that you loved, and you're like, I hate this place. Why am I even here? But you used to love it. What's going on? You no longer enjoy the activities that you used to love. You no longer go outside and tend to your garden. You no longer go have tea with your girlfriends. You're just further and further isolating. That's that low cortisol, low oxytocin. That's what that feels like. And there we've lost the quality of life. So in my book, I show you how to get that back.
Hmm. That sounds amazing. Truly amazing.
Mm-hmm. So can you see it? Sorry. Can you see how it's played out in people's lives?
Mm.
Even lives that you've known, people who were under stress, went through a divorce, you know, or, you know, in my case, lost a child. You know, there's a reactionary time period, and then there's the burnout.
Yeah, definitely. So your book, how can people order your book? Where is it available?
It's available anywhere books are sold. It's on Amazon. It's currently number one in menopause on Amazon. And so Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and my website at dranna.com. Actually, we have a book bonus page at dranna, so dranna.com/book.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We'll provide links for you too, and to that bonus page.
Mm-hmm. Well, what can I say? It's been really interesting talking to you, and I'm sure there are many women out there who will have had an insight into their bodies and diet too.
I hope so.
It's good. Yes. Well, thank you very much for sharing your experience with us today.
Well, thank you for having me, Linda.
This show is sponsored by Mark Drugs, who specialise in the custom compounding of medications, assuring that the client gets the proper prescriptions for their unique needs and conditions. They work with practitioners, integrating knowledge and treatment of experts to create comprehensive health plans. Visit markdrugs.com or call Roselle 630 529 3400 or Deerfield 847 419 9898. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.